Joining me now to consider where the Palestinian leadership goes from here is Rami Khoury, a journalist of both Palestinian and Jordanian heritage. He's on the line from Amman, Jordan. Rami, do you see any out here for Yasser Arafat? Is there any way he can survive politically?
I think surely he will survive politically, but not for very long. He will survive because through the Israeli actions of cornering him and humiliating him and isolating him, they have made him a symbol of Palestinian defiance, but not for very long, because the pressure on him started about 2 years ago, and it was actually from within the Palestinian community. The Palestinians were pressuring him to change, to become more democratic, more effective, and to either wage war or make peace. He hasn't done either very successfully. So I think he will probably get reelected as president, and then a graceful way will be found to kick him upstairs or retire him, either through medical reasons or politically he'll be gracefully kicked upstairs and the prime minister will be appointed to actually run a more democratic Palestinian governance system.
And who is there to replace Arafat in his cabinet?
The complex situation in Palestine, mainly because of the last 35 years of Israeli occupation and specifically because of the last year of severe Israeli curfews and breaking up the West Bank into small little regions that are cut off from one another, has led to a great fragmentation in Palestinian economy and political society. So you have a lot of young people who have taken over at the local level. Most of these are Fatah people from the Fatah group that Arafat heads. The Islamists have become more popular, Hamas and those people. You have people in the PLO structures who are important actors. You've got activists working for democracy and civil society all over the West Bank and Gaza. It's a very complex, fragmented situation where there are probably about 9 or 10 different power centers that we can identify, all of which are legitimate. And therefore, it seems like the most likely thing to happen is that there will be a period of intense jockeying for power and negotiations, or more likely, a kind of a national unity government, which would bring all these people together in a transitional government, and then they would figure out a way to elect a Palestinian government and get back, hopefully, to negotiations with the Israelis.
Is there anyone, any of the people you're thinking of, who can manage the response of Palestinians to a possible change in leadership?
The answer is yes and no. Yes, in the sense that the one obvious candidate who sticks out is Marwan Barghouti, a Fatah leader in the West Bank who is now in jail in Israel. Israel is putting him on trial and probably will try to imprison him, and he will possibly emerge as a Mandela-type figure for the Palestinians. I would also caution against putting too much emphasis on personalities, you know, whether it's Arafat or whoever is the leader of the Palestinians. The really significant reality of the last 2 years in Palestinian terms is the fact that accountability in Palestinian political leadership has now been seized by the grassroots. And as you saw it 10 days ago when the Palestinian cabinet had to resign, the government had to resign because the Palestinian parliament was going to give them a vote of no confidence. It's unprecedented that an Arafat decision faced this kind of opposition from an elected parliament. But this is the reality. The grassroots, the parliament, the political activists have seized power in a way, and this is what will determine the future political leadership.
Journalist Rami Khoury has been speaking with us from his home in Amman, Jordan. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.